This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, and we are at the 2020 Alt Expo, and I guess I should say it's the first Alt Expo for 2020 because there's usually a couple of them. One of them happens during the Free State Project's Liberty Forum event, which is going on at the same time, and the other one usually happens in the summer.
Yeah, I think most people are getting tired of it. You can only be stressed out for so long, right? It kind of reminds me of what I hear about soldiers, where after getting shot at for, you know, a couple weeks, couple months, you're just, like, not fazed anymore. You're like, oh, just bullets flying, what's the big deal, right? I feel like many Americans are starting to come to that point where it's like, okay, I can't be worrying about dying every day. I just accepted I could die, you know. Let's go. I want to get out to work so I don't starve. I'd rather die in a hospital bed, well-fed, than, like, starving in my house.
Well, I'd like to hear from people if you would like to call in, 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. Any stories that people have of their own fatigue, interestingly enough, and dealing with some of the things that we want to talk to today, I don't feel that most people, certainly those outside of the medical field, are probably suffering with too much of this fatigue from an actual virus. I mean, I know that there are people, I personally know people who have lost loved ones during this time. I know people who have lost loved ones to the flu in previous years as well. I'm not trying to equate the two, but I'm saying that for most people it feels like it is the government reaction, the lockdowns, and the losing of jobs for many people, the being, you know, stuck in the house with uncertainty, not being able to travel, not being able to go about their normal lives. That seems to be where the fatigue is coming from for the most part. And so some people are fed up.
Yep.
They've decided they're not going to wait.
And they didn't like that. The robed man was not happy.
The story this week, people have been talking about it, but I think that it's a prime example of where we're at, and I think what we can expect more of this week. The high-profile case of this Dallas salon owner. The story out of the Texas Tribune headline is, Dallas salon owner released from county jail after defying orders by reopening early. Basically, what we've got is this Dallas salon owner, Shelley Luther. She opened her business against Governor Abbott of Texas's law. I guess they went through a process. She had been at these protests. She had been saying that she was going to open up. This was known. There were people out there. It was a setup. She was kind of playing a Rosa Parks role, if you will, right? Like, this was a known piece of civil disobedience that she was going to do. She opened her salon. The sheriffs, the county sheriff, Dallas County, came, and I guess they served her a cease and desist notice. They went through all the things. and then they arrested her. And she went in front of a judge. The judge's name is, Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins was the one who served her the temporary restraining order. And the district judge, Eric Moyer, found her in contempt of court when they brought her in. The interesting part about the story was she had been in jail. She was just recently released. The Supreme Court released her. She was not jailed for violating the stay-at-home order. She was jailed, and people, if you haven't seen this, you should go and watch this. She was jailed because she would not apologize when this judge, Eric Moyer, said, if you apologize, I'll let you go.
Yeah, which is, it's crazy, right? It's that's like power hungriness at its peak. Well, all you need to do is, you know, kiss the ring and you can leave.
That, you know, that's really what I wanted to talk about.
Smooch and right here on the ring and you're free to go.
I mean, that's really what I wanted to talk about today was watching the rule of law go away on multiple levels. So first you have this order where she has a licensed business that she's healthy. As far as we know, there's neither her nor her clients or her employees. Nowhere in any of this did anyone say, oh, this person is supposed to be under quarantine. They have some sort of medical order. They've come into contact with somebody positive. Nothing like that. They were wearing masks. They were practicing social distancing as much as they could. Obviously, in a salon, you've got to be next to somebody. And yet, she was told she couldn't open her business. Now, having been a brick-and-mortar business owner, I know that there are municipal codes, there are county codes. I've never seen one. I would assume that there isn't one in Dallas, but I have never seen one that says arbitrarily on the order of the governor, we can just say that you may not open. There's usually some hours, you know, some viable business hours.
But Vin, it was an emergency.
Yeah.
It was a health emergency.
Yeah, this is where it gets worrisome.
You know, a few thousand people died. In Dallas area, it was probably like, what?
Hundreds, probably.
Maybe even less.
Yeah, probably. And it's a spread out. Dallas County is super spread out if people haven't been there.
Yeah.
And
it's been shut down for a while. I came from Dallas before I moved here, so I have some friends and family still there. And they shut down very quickly. There were barely any cases, and the whole metro is shut down completely. So I can't imagine there were too many cases at that point. So that's the other thing that is kind of interesting. What is a health emergency?
Exactly.
Do you have to have cases?
Clearly you don't, because there were places that shut down that declared a state of emergency. Prime example that I'm thinking of is Modoc County, which is a very small county. It's got 10,000 people. Modoc County in California still has had no cases, no confirmed cases. Shut down. They just recently reopened because they said this is crazy.
Yeah.
So if you can have no cases and declare a health emergency, and by declaring a health emergency, all of the laws are out?
Yeah, it seems like all you need is like a bad flu season and you become a dictator. Legally.
I think that's what we're seeing. The interesting part about this story is not only was she released, but after this, the governor changed his mind on the jail time penalty, which had been 180 days for violating his order. Changed it and said, okay, no, we're not going to do jail time. Which makes me think, is it that serious then? If it was so serious that you had to have 180 days of jail time, which is 6 months, put somebody in jail for 6 months, but it was so arbitrary that you could just on a whim say, oh, never mind, not that important. not go down to 90, not go down to 30, not say, you know, we're going to make the threshold under which we'll put somebody in jail. No. None of that. Just, okay, maybe we didn't need that. How many other things don't you need?
That's a good question. And at the same time, they're releasing the other criminals, right? It's like the hardened criminals come out and the honest business people go in.
Has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. We are here in Saipan, Commonwealth of the Northern Marianas Islands. Saturday morning for us, but it's the Friday night show for most of our listeners. I am Vin.
And it's Alex.
And we would love to have you join in on the conversation. You can call in 855-450-3733. That is 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. We're here in the Northern Marianas Islands because we are passionate about cryptocurrency. We're trying to find a little more liberty, economic liberty.
Yep.
And I am very, very dedicated to finding that liberty through cryptocurrency, through Bitcoin, and one of the greatest advocates of Bitcoin and of liberty through Bitcoin has been the founder of Bitcoin.com, Roger Ver, also known as Bitcoin Jesus.
Amen.
All praises be unto him. And one of the products that I have liked the most in terms of being able to deliver economic freedom, financial liberty, has come from Bitcoin.com, has been local.bitcoin.com. It's a trading platform that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or you can even meet in person with cash. There's no ID requirements to sign up, no ID requirements to use the site. All communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. It's a global trading platform that actually respects your privacy, which is, you can't have freedom if you don't have privacy.
Yeah, it's important.
Fourth Amendment. It's the Privacy Amendment, man. So localbitcoin.com, local.bitcoin.com, you can go and you can start trading Bitcoin Cash immediately, which is my favorite cryptocurrency, local.bitcoin.com. So before we're talking about Shelley Luther. She is the Dallas resident who is the coronavirus Rosa Parks.
Yeah.
She is a blonde, white Rosa Parks, which I think is in some ways appropriate. We spoke last week about the fact that there was a racial component that was thrown onto the protests that happened in Michigan. The governor of Michigan even saying, oh, these protesters are showing the worst of racism. And because they were mostly Caucasian, there were not many people of color. And yet, if we go back a little ways to the 60s and we go to who were the last group that notably, quote unquote, stormed a state capitol well armed?
Black Panthers.
Black Panthers in the state of California. I found this to be an interesting moment as a person of color, and we're two Americans of color, right? Who can sort of sit and you know, and we're outside of the U.S. I said I came to the end of the empire to watch the end of the empire. So we get to kind of narrate at a distance as observers. The fact that people cannot recognize the broader issue. We're talking about the rule of law falling apart here. The broader issue of freedom. The things that people of color have been fighting for. It seems to me like in a lot of the woke blue check Twitter community, that all of that has been forgotten. They still want to have an argument about all of these old issues, and they miss the forest for the trees. That it's like, it doesn't matter that this is a white suburban woman who's opening up and who actually managed to change the political situation through her defiance and through her actions, standing up to a judge who I believe was a person of color. Interesting role reversal. Who said, apologize to me.
Yeah.
Infantilizing her. How is this not something that we would imagine would be happening during the civil rights movement? Right? Where they had, you know, voting tests and whatnot that were only just for black folks, where it's like, no, you have to pass this test, this infantilization. And to where she said, he said, apologize. She said, I'm not going to apologize
Oh, he said, because you're selfish. Apologize for being selfish. Because she opened her salon. She said, it's not selfish to want to feed your children. I have employees who are unable to feed their children. And so I'm not going to apologize. And if you want to throw me in jail and do what you're going to do, then do it. If that's not Rosa Parks, I don't know what is. If that's not the analog...
It's American. That's what it is. Right?
This is an important point. I've been starting to see civil disobedience. And it's interesting that all of the civil disobedience has been coming from the places that I wouldn't have expected the civil disobedience to come from. It's not coming from the woke. It's not woke. I'm seeing a lot of fair-skinned, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, suburban, upper-middle-class
soccer rising
moms.
Up.
The interesting part about that is that's who you don't want to rise up.
Well, it's more that when they rise up, things have gotten bad, right? It's one thing for, like, the young 20-something-year-olds to go for a nice Friday night riot, right? But when the suburban moms are rising up, then things have gone serious.
And wasn't that really the legend of Rosa Parks? Isn't that the reason why her image was powerful? It wouldn't have been as powerful, and it wasn't as powerful when you had the young students doing the sit-ins like SNCC and all of that. It would be powerful if it went so far that they were, you know, like killed, as it happened in some cases, you know, where you get like the story out of Mississippi Burning. But I think the powerful part about Rosa Parks was that, for the most part, that particular generation of black folks in the South was not creating a lot of problems. They were not, for the most part, out marching. She was a professional woman. She was very demure in appearance. She wouldn't look like the type of woman who would be out there raising hell, if you will. And I think the same thing goes for this Dallas. You don't think that a Dallas, middle-aged, suburban, white salon owner in Dallas is going to be the one who goes up against the state.
And that's why they're so scared, right? That's why the governor and all of the political apparatus in Texas was like, all right, we got to end this fast, right? Because if she's protesting, who knows what's next?
So let's talk about what's next when we're back from the break. I think that we are on the verge of something big, bigger than we've ever seen. And now is the time for people to start talking about this. Now is the time for people to start acting. Look at what this Shelley Luther woman did. I think it's unbelievable. We will talk about it after the break right here on Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democrats are calling for an inspector general to investigate the Department of Justice's decision to drop the government's case against former Trump advisor Michael Flynn. Attorney General Bill Barr sits down with CBS News and was asked about Michael Flynn pleading guilty to a crime of lying to the FBI.
Well, you know, people sometimes plead to things that turn out not to be crimes. And the Department of Justice is not persuaded that this was material to any legitimate counterintelligence investigation. So it was not a crime.
Vice President Mike Pence is meeting with faith leaders outside Des Moines, Iowa, to discuss worshiping during the coronavirus pandemic. The vice president saying he's optimistic congregations across the country during this public health crisis will be able to meet sooner rather than later. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump is set to meet with his Joint Chiefs of Staff this weekend at Camp David. Now, before leaving, the president sat down with Fox and Friends and did an interview. And during that interview, the president discusses Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff of California and his role in the Michael Flynn case.
Schiff is a crooked politician, crooked as can be, probably one of the worst I've ever seen. This guy got up there and he lied and lied. And I said, wow, we can sue him for fraud. And then they said, no, sir, because he did it in the halls of Congress, he's got to. He'll go down. Guys like that end up going down. They're crooked and bad.
The Georgia Bureau of Investigation says Gregory and Travis McMichael are facing murder charges after their overnight arrest in the shooting death of Ahmed Aubrey. Aubrey was shot and killed by the two armed men while jogging through a South Georgian neighborhood. The National Basketball Association is reopening their practice facilities on Fridays. So far, a handful of teams are taking them up on their offers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It is the Friday show coming to you from the sunny... beautiful, absolutely beautiful today. Northern Marianas Islands. I am Vin.
And it's Alex.
We're having a conversation here, and we would like for you to join us as well. You can talk about what we're talking about, but of course you can discuss anything that you want to discuss. It is Free Talk Live. We're not going to censor you. You are able to discuss what you would like to discuss, although I have a feeling that discussion of the global, unprecedented lockdown and economic crisis that is affecting every single human being on the planet might be something that you want to talk about, but we won't hold you to that. You can talk about whatever you would like to talk about, and you can do that by calling us at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. You can also call in on the Discord lines. That's discord.lrn.fm. If you visit that link, you will be popped right into the Discord chat. We've got on-air call-in lines there, and you can use the app on your phone. You can use the app on your desktop machine. You can use the app on your tablet, I presume. And you can join us. It'll sound like you're right here in the studio. We would love to hear from you. Before we get into the rest of our discussion, we've got an economic crisis. I think that we need new economic solutions. People know that I am a big cryptocurrency guy. Some of the best and most exciting cryptocurrency projects come out of the free state of New Hampshire. I was there for a year. Some of you may have heard me on Free Talk Live when I was there. One of the most important businesses, a business that I use, AnyPay. excellent cryptocurrency point of sale system, and I would like to see more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash. I think many of you feel the same way. Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. You download the AnyPay Cash Register app, add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses, then install it at a real-life business, and then go to AnyPayInc.com and tell them what you did. AnyPayInc.com. This is an important project. You want to see more financial freedom for people. You want to give people more liberty. I know a lot of you are out there and you are pushing businesses to accept cryptocurrency. Now, if you push a business to accept cryptocurrency and they say, hey, yeah, I want to go for that, you're going to get paid on every single purchase that goes through that business. What's better than that? What's better than that? So if you've got a friend who runs a business, when it reopens, tell them, hey, AnyPay, and you get a little piece of everything that goes through. I love it when incentives are aligned. AnyPayInc.com to go and start getting set up. So we're talking about incentives. We're talking about what incentive is there for people to have some civil disobedience regarding these lockdowns. We've got the example of Shelley Luther, this Dallas salon owner who opened her business.
I would cut you off there and
please
say,
cut me off.
Not what incentive do you have to for disobedience. What incentive do you have to be obedient? You've been obedient for how many weeks sitting in your house like a good boy or a good girl, and how has that worked for you?
Most likely it's destroyed the economy. It's absolutely destroyed the economy.
Most likely you've been screwed as a result, right?
Mm-hmm.
So obedience is not working, and now let's look. What happens when you're not obedient, and you do the right thing? You say, I'm going to feed my family. I'm not just going to starve and suffer, lose my business just to be obedient. You know, this is America. It's a free country. We have rights. These orders may not even be constitutional, may not even be legal. Right?
I think they're not constitutional. I'm pretty sure that these orders are. Well, you know, before the show started, we were talking about my own personal experience.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you raised the same issue with me. And I think that it is a valid statement. It's like, Vin, you were put in a FEMA camp. You were put there with your family. Right?
You flew into the U.S. Mariana Islands.
Correct.
And they said all incoming passengers will be quarantined for 14 days to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
Healthy or sick, by the way.
No tests, no symptoms, no anything.
No.
Just you came to the island. You're going to this hotel to be quarantined that is, you know, funded by FEMA with armed guards. And, you know, you can't leave. Your deliveries are monitored. Like, there's, it's like a prison.
Yes. Well, it is literally imprisonment. I think by any definition, if you have armed guards ringing a facility and they determine when you can and cannot leave a particular area, that is imprisonment. If I was to put you in my house, it doesn't matter where it is, right? The facility doesn't matter. If I was to take you to my house and I told you you can't leave and there were armed guards all around, I've imprisoned you.
Yeah.
That's imprisonment.
Yeah.
And so myself and my family, we were imprisoned by the government here without trial, without being tested. Like, that's the other interesting thing, that they were like, you're going to go for 14 days. We're not going to test you beforehand.
And we're not going to test you when you leave.
No, all they did was, I mean, they took our temperature every day, right? They took our temperature every day. But we currently, right now, even though they're still, to call this a lockdown is probably one of the more tamer lockdowns that's out there. Businesses are closed, but I have a feeling a lot of those businesses would be closed anyway because so many of these businesses are relying on tourists.
The only businesses forced to be closed are the restaurant, bars, and gambling establishments.
Which would, many of them would be closed anyway because there's no tourists here.
Yeah.
Zero tourists. So, you know, but out on the beach, people are out. There's no mandatory masks, certainly not being enforced by any police that I've seen.
Yeah, they don't seem to like them very much.
No. So, it's a relatively tame lockdown, but you asked me the question, and I think it's a very valid question. You ask me the question, okay, Vin, you're a lover of liberty. You're someone who talks the talk. Here you were in prison. Why didn't you walk the walk? Why weren't you suing? Why weren't you, you know, trying to get an injunction so that you would be let out? Why weren't you challenging the constitutionality of this whole situation? I think that's a valid question, right? I think it's totally valid. I knew that there was a lockdown. I knew that there was going to be a quarantine before I came. So it wasn't as though I chose to come from where I was and to come and to be in that situation. The question is, it's a question of trade-offs, right? And I think that this is, it goes exactly to what we were talking about with the Shelley Luther woman and why, if you're seeing the soccer moms rise up, then you know that you're on the brink of something. And it's like, it's a question of trade-offs. Because the question is, had I done that, what's the best case scenario for me and my family? The best case scenario is we're let out of quarantine before the 14 days. The trade-off of that is I'm now on a tiny island where everybody knows everybody, and I'm the guy who went up against the government. I'm the guy who some percentage of the population is like, he just wants all of us to die. He's some new guy, and he wants all of our old people to die. This is probably not the way that I want to start out my... I don't want to make the expense and the risk and travel to a place where I start myself off there. So that's my trade-off. I was going to get out in 14 days anyway. That's how I looked at it. Maybe that's wrong.
Yeah, you're selfish. You got to apologize. 7 days in jail if you don't apologize.
I think the selfishness is important here. Incentives are always important. I think that when it gets to a point when acting in her own self-interest, a white suburban soccer mom goes up against the state, you know that the state has reached a high level of corruption. High level. And what that means, I think, is really big. It's obviously meaning something from a political standpoint. It's going to mean something from an economic standpoint. We'd love to hear from you. Call in 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Hit your Bug Assault today.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the Friday show. I am Ben.
And it's Alex.
We are coming to you from the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands. Saipan, to be specific, middle of the Pacific. If you want to join us, we'd love to have you. Call in. Call-in number is 855-450-3733. That is 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. You can also hit us on the Discord lines, Discord call-in line. You can use your Discord app at discord.lrn.fm. We've got some callers on the line that I am going to get to here. We can't wait to hear what you have to say. Before I do, just wanted to tell you a little bit about Divi, the next generation wallet that is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat, that's U.S. dollars, euros, right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers up the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org. That is DiviProject.org. So to the phone lines we go. We have Matthew in Louisiana. He's been listening on YouTube. He's been on hold. Matthew, what say you, sir?
I'll say I am really getting frustrated with the fear porn that the mainstream media and even a lot of the conservative media, like Breitbart, good Lord, pumps out every day, and I'm just like, there's a treatment for this condition, for this disease. If it's applied early enough, hydroxychloroquine, zinc, sulfate, and AZT. And you can even use just the zinc sulfate and the hydroxychloroquine to help protect the quote-unquote vulnerable population out there. We keep acting like this. There's no treatment. There's nothing that'll make the fight is dead. You know, we have to wait in lockdown until the great vaccine shows up. And there's a lot of people saying, I don't know, Bill Gates and vaccines, not a good track record there.
Well, what do you say, Matthew, what do you say to the idea that whether or not there is a cure, whether or not there is a vaccine, the numbers seem to be pretty clear that it's about a 0.05% mortality rate, meaning 99.95% of people are just fine. And as I understand, it's over 90% of people who contract the infection don't even have any symptoms. What do you say to the to that, regardless of whether or not there's any sort of a cure or medicine for therapy?
Well, that's another problem, is that guess what? The people who have the dreaded comorbidities, they never find out about those numbers. You know why? Because nobody informs them.
Right. Right.
They're convinced that, you know, this thing is lurking out there waiting to jump down their throat and start the train of disease that will wipe them out.
So I think we know this. I think there's a lot of people listening who realize this, obviously, if they're listening to this show. Why do you think that otherwise educated, I guess we can put that in quotes, supposedly rational individuals, worldly individuals, professional journalists, are participating in this, as you call it, fear porn, and I think that's probably an appropriate term? Where are the incentives at? We've been talking about incentives. Where do you see the incentives? Why are these people who are perpetrating this fear porn, why are they doing this?
There's two incentives. One is, frankly, just financial. My wife is just glued to watching, the local TV news station tell her that we're all going to die. The other is, frankly, ideological. They are determined to destroy the economy so that, you know, they can proclaim it to be Trump's economy at long last. He destroyed Obama's economy.
I think that's a very good point. I have always loved the adage, always assume human stupidity before you assume organized malevolence. And I think that there is really the incentive, the perverse incentive for the media that, well, I mean, look, we're here talking about it. So obviously we're feeding right into it, although I think that we're trying to flip the script a little bit. Obviously, how could you not be talking about this topic? But if it bleeds, it leads, right? So it's like fear, people have to pay attention, make them afraid.
Sounds like something else needs to start bleeding.
He said it sounds like something else might need to start bleeding, and I'm wondering if you might be referring, Alex, to the Tree of Liberty needing to be watered with the blood of tyrants. Is that what you're
I am a fan of that quote.
Yes. It is an important quote, and it is, you know, when people are driven to a certain level. By the way, Matthew, thank you for your call. I think you're spot on. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for the call. When people are driven to that level, how far are you going to drive people? I think that's it's a very, very good question. Are you going to drive people to the point of bloodshed? Like, at what point does it get there? I don't think it takes much. You have a salon owner.
I think you need a nationwide Waco watching this weekend to get people all fired up. Come out next week for some protests, and, maybe it's time to start giving our executive orders of our own.
Well, let's see what Keith thinks about all of this. Keith is at, he's listening on KTUI. Keith, welcome to the show. What do you think about Alex saying that we need to take this a lot further than we are?
Well, it's great to talk to you live. I would say that prior to the economics and try to find new ways to think about economics is spot on. I think the whole all that stuff is all propaganda. And I think that it made a step back. Not like I'm saying that, just as I listen to your show, it's like this secondhand information is, everybody's hyped up over secondhand information. I read this on this. I read this on this. I read this on this. And so the way I would try to get out of that matrix would be to ask a question from Basecamp here in Missouri, is
Have you ever skydived? Because skydiving isn't a game. It's, you need to think about things for real. And it's a natural thing. Gravity is natural. It can do stuff to you. It's not man-made. And so all we're arguing about all these man-made systems that are collapsing, and I think some of them need to collapse. So anyway, glad to reach out to you guys, just thinking about when we're talking, going, I read this in the news versus this is the fact.
So how
would
you...
The news is secondhand information.
I think that is a that is an incredibly valid comment. You didn't leave, did you, Keith? Are you still there?
No, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm tuning in all the time. I'm just working on stuff, so I appreciate you guys speaking freely like you are. You've got a good format for your radio.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, the question I have for you, because I think that it's a valid criticism, and I think that we would like to be able to have firsthand knowledge. How would you suggest, then, that people who are looking to find out what is really going on in places that they are not, how would you suggest,
okay, that's a good question.
Go ahead.
The initial response, and I'm coming from philosophy, my background's in philosophy, is all you really need to do is qualify, hey, this is secondhand information. Hey, this is firsthand information. I know 9 grandmas that got the virus, kids. No, that's firsthand, you know? So it's like,
so my question is,
saying, hey, guess what? I woke up this morning and I read the news and I believe everything that I see in the media. And oh my God, you know, and then also the propaganda. Not that you guys are discussing the propaganda, so that's cool, right? But to preface that, to go, I'm discussing propaganda in the first place.
Right, and
propaganda.
Sure. And I think that there is a, you know, this is an epistemological problem. I mean, to get philosophical, the question of truth. How do we determine truth? If you want to stick around, I think that there's actually some meat in this conversation. And I think it's important for us to talk about how we might be able to tell what is and what is not propaganda, as that is something that is going to impede on people's freedom. Keith, if you want to stick around, if you want to join us, you can call in 855-450-3733. That is 855-450-FREE. You can also join us on Discord, discord.lrn.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.